Everybody's talking at me.
Everybody's talking about it.
You know, I mean, if everybody's talking about it already.
Why is everybody not talking about me for a moment? This is very concerning.
We have a lot to talk about, you know?
We have a lot to discuss.
We need to talk.
Enough talk. Let's get on with it.
Enough talk!
It's time for action.
B104.3. Yeah, it's time for some action. We gotta get on this. Things need to get crazy this morning. So it's time for Coffee with Kane and...
Mr. Kane.
Oh, hi, Mr. Kane.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jacked up on coffee today.
All hopped up on Mountain
All
Dew?
All hopped up on Mountain Dew. Ready to come at you like a spider monkey.
So this is our feature where I chat with someone who is a friend or my significant other. Oh, yes, we're
That's
friends.
Sweet, babe.
Yes, I still like you.
Aw, I'm glad. I'm glad about that.
Anyway, I'm going to try not to be your Ed McMahon today and laugh at everything that you say. Hey, have you been listening all morning?
Most of the morning, yeah.
We haven't played Plinko yet.
Oh, we should play it now.
No.
I never get to play Plinko.
I'm sorry. You play along by listening. There are a lot of people who don't play Plinko.
Really?
Were you aware of that?
I didn't know that. Why would you not play for free money?
I don't know, but they listen and they get excited. They're just not. It's kind of like being a fan of a sport. You love that sport, but you are not interested in playing the sport.
The sport of Plinko.
Yes.
I have visions of a giant Plinko board where people get in and just bounce their way down. Human Plinko.
That would be fun.
Yeah, probably a lawsuit waiting to happen. But man, it would be entertaining.
It's like what's that show, American Ninja Warrior?
Yeah. Yeah.
There was another one where they would be in like a giant pool of stuff.
Well, they would do like an obstacle course where they would fall off and the padded things would hit them.
Yeah, they'd smack them off there.
It had a name.
That's not American Ninja Warrior, though,
no,
is it?
No,
it's a
that's
different
something
show.
Else.
Anyway.
Wipeout or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, I think that's
something
what it was called. Wipeout. Yeah. I don't want to play either of those, but we will play Plinko for $100 in cold hard cash sometime before 10 a.m. and is brought to you by Nicholson Heating and Air and B104.3. So, Mr. Kane.
Yeah, what do we got today?
Well, okay, so if there was a time when kids suddenly became an adult at 18, were you an adult at 18?
I was, yes.
Were you officially declared by your family as an adult?
I moved when I left the house at 18.
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah, I turned 18 in July, and by August I was gone.
I packed my car the day after graduation. And left and was staying with a friend in her family's home and because she was in Hawaii for the summer. And then once she came back, it was like, there's no place for you. My parents literally moved and let me live with them.
That's a work. Really good deal.
Considering that I moved 6 hours away and they decided to up and move 6 hours away, it had to do with the fact that my mother was very attached to me. And my sister was there too. So.
Well, that happens.
Anyway, but I was not an adult at 18. And it is no longer the case now either.
I was an adult. I did no adult things. I just was living by myself.
Oh, well, but you were supposed to be an adult. Your parents were expecting you to adult.
Yes.
Well, kids nowadays people are not expecting them to adult at 18. We didn't expect ours to adult at 18.
Would have been nice.
It would have definitely been
nice.
They
did pretty good, actually, though, didn't they?
I decline to answer that on the grounds that it may make my children mad at me. And I'm not the dad, so I can't get away with that. Dads say lots of things that moms don't say because I don't.
Dad's
going to
say
them.
You guys did pretty good adulting.
Oh, that's great. That's nice of you, babe. Anyway, okay. So here's the thing: if you look at the generations, Boomers, Gen X, Millennials, and Gen Z, a study said that in their experience, adulthood actually starts at the age of 27.
Wow.
Yeah, I was I was a grown adult and married.
I wonder if it's like related to like brain development.
Okay, we tell people this all the time. What is your little spiel that you tell people?
So, you know, prefrontal cortex doesn't really develop until you're 25-ish.
What is your prefrontal cortex?
Oh, my goodness. It is the front part of your brain that helps with decision-making processes. It's very general.
Okay. That is a general. It's not the details. But, yes. Okay, so.
Helps you make good choices.
It's why kids do stupid stuff when they're 8.
Yeah.
It's why
if you ask them, why did you do that? They will say, I don't know. Because they don't know. It was just something they did.
They just, like, that looks fun, or I'm just going to do it. And it's not, there is no moral compass guiding them sometimes when they're 8 years old.
There's no moral compass guiding people when they're 18 or 28 or 38.
Yeah.
I'm still working on my compass.
Aren't you a pastor?
I didn't say I was a good pastor.
Anyway, so adulthood starting at 20, I should have called the boy. I should have called Austin to ask him because he and his sister are 27. And I know, even though she's married, I know she does not feel like an adult. I know her well enough to know she does not feel like she's an adult. But I'm thinking he lives alone. He has a pet and a car that's paid off. And, you know, he cooks.
I think he probably feels like he's adulting.
Probably.
I don't know. I think the daughter, baby girl, she's adulting. It's not her favorite, but she's adulting.
You're right. It's not her favorite. And I think that that's part. Okay, so here's the qualifications. You're paying all of your own bills. You're financially independent. And you're putting responsibilities over having fun. Okay, I was definitely doing that at 27. You, however, sir.
I was not. I was having fun.
You were having fun, and your wife was doing, all of those things.
Oh, now, come on. It looked like you were having fun from the sidelines.
Yeah, it looked like I was having fun, but I was not having fun.
You're such a good mama.
Thanks. Anyway, okay, so what about paying your own insurance? Yeah, baby girl's doing that.
Yeah,
I don't know about the boy. I'm not in charge of his finances.
Yeah,
so
he's on it.
You're not on your parents' family plans. Oh, no, he's still on our phone plan.
He's still on the phone plan.
That's because it's cheaper to have him on ours than it is.
I think people do that even if they are adulting.
Yeah,
you can share family plans.
My parents were on my sister's phone plan for decades.
Yeah,
because it was cheaper.
Yeah.
You're laying the groundwork to support yourself and your family into the future. You can be trusted with a credit card. Okay, so the boy can.
Okay.
Well, there was that one time. Let's see. You know how to do laundry. Listen, just because you're an adult and you know how to do laundry does not mean you want to do laundry.
This is true.
I don't ever want to do laundry.
I'm adulting a lot because I adult a lot of laundry.
You are my favorite adult for that because you adult the laundry in our house. However, you also do not cook dinner.
Or
clean the toilet.
I can't even boil water.
We have 3 toilets. When was the last time you cleaned one of them?
The other day.
That
not
is a
entirely.
Lie. That is a.
I kind of got it.
It's a lie.
I got it partially clean.
Okay, sure. Only because you had messed it up?
Pretty much.
Okay. Older people sometimes poke fun at younger generations for struggling with adulting, but 42% of people across all generations say they found that being an adult is harder than they expected it to be.
Adulting is hard.
I think it's gotten even harder. Because I think that raising children now is harder. These little computers in your hand mess things up.
Do you think it makes people less adult-like?
It makes their kids more stressed and then in turn making their relationship with their parents more stressed and their school teachers more stressed. I just think that phones living in someone else's pocket can make things a lot harder, and being a grown up and, you know, a parent is harder when your kids are all stressed out because of social media and bullying and, you know, their cell phones and other digital platforms.
Don't you think, though, that some of the problem with them is that they don't have the financial structure in place to do full adulting kind of things?
Do you mean parents or 27-year-olds and under? Yes, I think that you're right. The financial structure is not there. You can't get a job and support yourself making minimum wage in this day and age. So, yeah, no, I think you're right. It is to adult is harder today because of the lack of growth where pay is concerned when compared to the rate of inflation and the cost of living. Mm. We just adulted ourselves into an adult conversation.
I know.
That's not fun.
I was trying to do something fun today. What did you do to this?
I fell off. I took it off the rails and it's
now
wrecked.
It's all serious.
And we've crashed into a tree of grown-upness.
Let's go back to fun.
Okay.
All right.
What's fun?
Well, let's talk about the things that aren't grown-up.
Okay. That would be us most of the time, especially when did you hear me say, were you listening earlier when I was talking about the fact that sometimes you ask to eat girl dinner?
Yes.
Because you don't necessarily want me to throw something together. I'm guessing. I don't know that this is true because I've never asked you. But I think sometimes you just want a bowl of cereal because, A, you don't want to force me to cook a meal. And B, because you don't want what you think I might be making.
That's probably why. Okay. I'm not sure I want what you're making, so I'm just going to eat my own stuff.
Yeah, which means a bowl of Cheerios.
Well, so that's kind of adulting, isn't it? Making your own dinner?
Not if you're eating Cheerios. That's a kid meal.
No. Captain Crunch is a kid's meal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have Honey Nut Cheerios.
Because it's heart healthy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's an adult. An adult girl dinner.
Listen, I love a giant bowl of popcorn every now and then, but that does not mean that I am adulting when I'm eating a giant bowl of popcorn.
Oh, okay.
So that's girl dinner, not woman dinner. A woman has a grilled salmon and broccoli like I had last night.
Oh, see, that's fancy.
I could have chosen.
Adult-like.
That was a restaurant. I could have chosen a burger and fries, but I was adulting because I knew the fries would bother my stomach and my cholesterol does not need the burger.
You're right.
So, see?
You and me both.
What did you eat? You had a pastrami sandwich.
Yeah, probably.
A Reuben. You had a Reuben.
Probably. No, just a pastrami.
Oh, it didn't have sauerkraut on it? Then what's the point of eating that?
Well, that's just the way it came. I don't know. But it was really good.
Okay.
I mean, I got to tell you. So, anyhow, I'm thinking about a friend, a very wise friend of mine that told me once that one of the challenges we face is that we want everything that our parents have, but we want it right now. We don't want to wait.
You are correct, sir.
And that was the problem with the adulting kind of thing, is that we jumped into take on tasks that we weren't ready to take on. Rob, man, was really, really wise.
Yes, and I will tell you right now, I don't want to adult anymore.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking that the rest of the day, I'm going to just not adult.
Can I come with you?
Yes.
Yay!
Amen.